This is AJ Frederickson sitting down alongside head coach of the SCSU women's hockey team, Eric Rude. Coach, you guys are coming off of got swept this past weekend against Bemidji State, 2-3-0 losses. What wasn't clicking offensively?
Well, there were a lot of things. Part of it was getting the puck up the ice. So it started in our D zone in terms of breaking out cleanly, getting up through the neutral zone. You know, we did it a few times, but not consistently enough. And I think then when you watch the tape, we put ourselves in quite a few decent spots. And didn't finish. And part of us not finishing was following, not stopping in front of the net, not having our stick at the ice at the right time. Just little habits that that we need to be ingrained in our offensive players and in order for us to score some more goals.
You do get another crack at them next Wednesday, the 22nd. What is that game going to mean to you? Is it more of a revenge game? And what kind of adjustments do you make to kind of counter their play?
Well, you know, there's not much. They play a real simple, straight-up game. You know, they just get the puck deep, they chase you around, and they get a couple bounces, and we didn't create enough bounces. So there's really no fancy game planning for a team like that. It'll be exciting. It's nice to get back. It's a Wednesday game, so it's a little unique, not something that we usually do. So, we'll come right off of this weekend right into that game, and it'll be good.
And like you said, a little bit unique situation there. It is going to be deemed packed, the Herbrooks National Hockey Center nights. Kind of going to an event, going to description about what that event is.
Well, you know what, our players are doing a food drive, and you know, so we'd like to get some donations so they can bring that to the food shelves here after, you know, going into the holiday season. So that's part of it, and it's just a good family night to get out. When I was coaching in the USHL, that Wednesday before Thanksgiving is a great night to have something going on. You know, usually the family's in town, you don't know what to do, you're staring at each other in the house and sick of each other by 6 o'clock. So why not come out and get some fresh air and watch a hockey game? So, you know, we'd like to get as many people as we can to come out, you know, as many youth players and that kind of stuff, and it should be a real fun game.
Focusing on this weekend, though, you have the number six team in the nation, U of M, Minnesota Golden Gophers. How do you prepare for a team that's been as good as they have been in recent history?
Well, you know what? You focus on ourselves, and I think that's the one thing we try to make sure every week is we spend the most time focusing on our play and what we can do. They're a team. They're going to have the puck a lot, so you got to be good defensively. And you really got to cash in when you get your chances. You know, there won't be as many chances as some weekends, so when you do, you really got to be ready for that opportunity. So we're working on some of that kind of stuff, and we're excited for the challenge.
And this is already going to be your third opponent who's a top 10 nationally ranked team so far this season, not to mention you have Ohio State coming up again, followed by Wisconsin. Does it hurt or help you guys playing that good of teams on such a consistent basis, and then also just so early in the season?
I mean, it's good to face that competition and see where you need to get to. I mean, I think by the end of this first half, we'll have had the hardest schedule in the country, and with the second youngest team in the country. So, that doesn't always mesh up well. But I think we've had some moments that we're real happy about, and that some stuff to build off. So, you know, we're really looking to finish strong here in this first half of the season, starting Friday night, and no better place to do it than down in Gopherville.
Well, hey, Coach, thank you very much. Good luck this weekend, and I know we'll be out at the Wednesday game next week, taking on Bemidji State. And for more SCSU women's hockey coverage, make sure to go to kvsc.org/sports for all that coverage. For head coach Eric Rude, I'm AJ Frederickson with KVSC Sports.